WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And we are going to be joined in the next hour by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. One of the things we're going to talk about this morning is what's going to happen with the City Council going into 2026. Who's going to be the next council president? And as you know, I will extend the invitation to whoever that may be to come on this program. Just as we've done with the last few city council presidents. We didn't really do it with Councillor Carney when she was the council president because of her work schedule. But when I started doing the 9 to noon shift, we started that segment because I thought it was important to have the council president get some airtime when we have the mayor every week for an hour. And I thought it was just as important for the council president to have a say. And ideally, I always wanted it to be like it's been with Councillor Burgo, Council President Burgo, where he comes in for the hour and takes the phone calls. But alas, that didn't work out when it was Councillor Abreu who was the council president because he was working at the time. And he would call us on basically his coffee break. So he would have about a 20-minute window where he could call in and go over everything. So he didn't really even have time to take phone calls. And then when Councillor Morad was the council president, she had pitched to me the idea of having other councillors join her each week to talk about the things that they were working on. And I thought that was an interesting format and would get more of the council voice on the radio. So I agreed to that because I thought that was more informational for you. But this past year with Council President Burgo, it's been more of what I envisioned it being, which is basically a carbon copy of the hour that Mayor Mitchell has every week. Come in, we talk about a few things, we open it up to phone calls. And so hopefully we can continue that, but it all depends on who the council president is going to be. And we have an idea of who it's going to be, but and then also who... You know, their availability. So if it is indeed Ryan Pereira, which it looks like it will be, then do we have, you know, does he have that hour in his schedule? It doesn't have to be Monday. I think we went with Mondays with Council President Burgo because that was the day that he could go into work a little bit late. But it could, you know, it doesn't have to be Mondays. And hopefully he has the time available. Now, he does work for his family business. So that gives him a little bit of flexibility. But that family business is a business that starts their day early. So I don't know necessarily that he would have the time to come in here and take the phone calls. And although I haven't talked to Chris McCarthy about it, if it fits better to have that segment, you know, with if it is Councilor Pereira, who is the council president, if it fits better in his schedule to go on with Chris and do that hour, and Chris wants to continue that, you know, that's fine. Whatever gets the conversation on the air for you. It's not like this is my segment, and I'm going to get upset if it goes to a different show. If he goes with Chris, if he goes with Barry... I don't know that Brian would want to do it because Brian only has the hour. But I think that that's you know, it's fine wherever it has to land, as long as the segment can continue, because it's, I think it's important for you to hear from and be able to question the council president. And I think also the folks who have been in that role have appreciated having that opportunity. Especially when they might be at odds with the mayor over an issue. Because the mayor gets that time every week on WBSM. The mayor has control, for lack of a better term, of the city's social media accounts. You know, I don't know that he's necessarily the one doing it, but if he puts out a video about something on his page, the city accounts will share that video. So he has a lot of opportunity to tell his side of things. So I think that the council presidents have appreciated having the opportunity to come on and balance that. Even if they're in agreement on an issue, but just to be able to have the council voice in the conversation. So, yes, I hope that we can continue it. I will certainly do all that I can to make that flexible. Again, whether it's this show or if it has to be another show, it's obviously up to those hosts if they want to do it. I don't tell them they have to do something in their show unless it's an advertising thing. But other than that, their content is all created by them. So I'm never going to force a guest on somebody. But I also think I think any of the hosts would like to have that segment. Again, a little bit different with Brian's show because he only gets an hour. So he might not want to use that hour, you know, to handle this discussion each week. But it is important, I think, to keep that going for you. So we will push for it. And again, it all depends and comes down to schedules. I can tell you, I know for a fact that Councilor Carney, when she was the council president, wanted to be able to do that segment. We just couldn't work it out. She was on the road already when the show started. And she wasn't home until after our local program threw off the air. So 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available for you on the WBSM app. We have the story up now at WBSM.com about the toddler struck by the vehicle in East Sandwich yesterday, at least all the information that we have. And I'm keeping an eye on the traffic map that still lists the backup happening on 140 heading north. It's backed up all the way to 195. From there to Kings Highway. Looks like three. What do we got here? We've got 4 crashes listed here now on the traffic map. And you know how that goes. That's somebody tries to go into something too fast and they end up smacking into another car. But I wonder if there isn't some black ice issues happening as well, because it is 29 degrees out. The temperature's actually dropped from the time that I came in this morning. And it will drop a few more degrees. Part of it, though, is I've noticed as the work is being done on 195, and it's an interesting traffic pattern. If you haven't gone through that area, it might be my own fault here, because I've written a lot of stories about the work that was being done. I've edited a lot of stories that others have written about the work being done, but I haven't seen anything that shows what it's going to look like in its final version. But it appears that they're trying to widen the driving area in addition to change, you know, in addition to rebuilding those on and off ramps, it looks like they're trying to widen things a little bit. And anybody that's come off of, what is it, Cogswell, that comes up onto the highway? I don't know. I don't know. Once it crosses over Anyway, going onto the highway there, heading west, was always kind of a crapshoot if you could merge in. And it looks like they're widening that. And they've moved some of the lanes over. I don't know how permanent that is, but it's become much easier to get on the highway over there. And then a little bit harder to get over if you're getting on 140. So that's kind of throwing people off in how they drive in that area. But as you know, you get those mysterious traffic bottlenecks that happen in that area every afternoon before all this work started that were kind of inexplicable. We're like, well, what's causing the traffic? We have no idea. So maybe this new pattern will help with some of that. But where they really need some help, and this is a new development, and I've been driving on the, so leave, trying to, so I get on the highway over by Kyler's Catch, right? Every morning to come here. Been doing it now for years. I've lived in New Bedford since 2022, I think. Spring of 2022. And I've been getting on every morning. I get on the highway over there. And only over the last couple of months has there been this issue where people stop at the end of the on-ramp. So they go to get on, and when it's time to merge onto 195, they just hit the brakes and stop outright. And there's usually three or four cars behind them that have to avoid smacking into them. And this has been a relatively new development. It's not the sun. There's nothing blocking it that's any different than before all this work started. In fact, there's more visibility now because of all the overhead lighting they put in, all the light poles they put in, which I hope are a permanent thing. I know there are just wooden posts now, but I hope that they're putting in permanent lighting because it does help. But now people just stop. And it's not a stop. It's a merge. Now, part of that is the problem of the people coming down the road that don't let anybody merge. But I don't get it. And I was talking with somebody about this a couple of weeks ago. So three times now within 2 weeks, I've almost smacked into the car in front of me because of this. But I was talking, when it happened a few months ago, I was talking to somebody about it, and they said, you know what it is? I was like, no. I was like, they're stoned. They're high when they're getting on the highway. So they get paranoid and they freak out. It's like, oh, didn't think about it like that. And I don't think that's the case with everybody, because I don't smoke, and there's been times when I've been like, oh, crap. So but I don't slam on my brakes. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We have a new contest up, if you haven't seen it already, at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, where you're giving away tickets to see John Oliver on December 28th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. There are still tickets available if you want to buy some. We have the link there. There's two shows, actually. There's the 27th and the 28th. But we are giving away tickets to Sunday, December 28th, at MGM Music Hall at Fenway to see John Oliver, the star of HBO's Last Week Tonight, formerly of The Daily Show, and just hilarious stand-up comedian. Great stuff. You have a great time, fantastic time. And you could be going for free thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits. You can enter now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let me get a break in here. We will be back in a few moments. Stick around.
Following is a paid advertisement from the New Bedford Police Union, who is asking for your support while they negotiate for a fair contract for better education and training programs for their officers, new police equipment and technology, and for safe police staffing levels. They can't do this alone. So please support public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep this great city safe. For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or website, newbedfordpoliceunion.org.
At YMCA Summer Camp, kids find their why. Friendship and fun, a world of adventure beneath a golden sun. Running, laughing, full of wonder, being themselves is second nature. Summer camp is where they begin to unlock the confidence that lies within. When kids find new passions, they find their why. Summer camp season starts soon. Learn more at ymca.org for a better us.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. On the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. And we also want to let you know about Isaacson Solar. And I was on the Isaacson Solar Facebook page the other day, and they have teamed up with the Portuguese kids for some funny stuff over there on the page. Plus, they have all kinds of great information on the Facebook page about going solar, things that you might not have known, including about some of the backup systems that they put in and some of the seamless installation that they can do. And what's great about it is you can actually see with your own eyes. So I can tell you here on the radio all about how they can make solar panels look like they are a natural part of your home. And you say, yeah, sure, I drive by houses all the time and see solar panels that stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah, but those probably weren't installed by Isaacson Solar. Because when you look at the videos and the photos that they've posted, you can see it looks like it's part of the roof of the home. And they don't have to go on your roof either. They can go in your garage. They can go on your property somewhere. They can even build you a carport so that when all that snow comes later on in the winter, your car will be protected and you'll be gathering some solar energy. So find out more by going to Isaacson Solar's Facebook page and book an appointment with them at isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. All right, let's go into the news and get the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts, and then the Gen X Files on the other side.
Snow disrupting winter travel across the country, a vote coming for the Affordable Care Act, and a major fatal crash in New York over the weekend.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A fast-moving winter storm disrupted travel across much of the U.S. yesterday. Heavy snow and weather-related issues caused flight cancellations and delays at several major airports in Chicago, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. Being among the top trouble spots, more than 20 million people under winter weather alerts, residual delays, and cancellations are expected to continue today. Democrats in Congress will get the vote they were promised on Affordable Care Act tax credits later this week.
The tax credits were the key issue that led to the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, which ended after Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune promised Democrats would get a vote on the issue. Since then, Republicans admit they've been struggling to craft legislation that would get enough votes to fix the core issue of rising medical costs. A vote in the Senate's expected on Thursday. It's unlikely a proposal from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will get enough Republican support, but it will force an uncomfortable vote for the senators. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
White House border czar Tom Homan is defending the latest immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Homan responded to criticism that the enforcement is targeting Somali immigrants by saying many of them had not been properly vetted and we really don't know who they are. Homan's comments come as intensified criticism of Somali immigrants and Minnesota Somali-American Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Speaking from the Oval Office on Wednesday, President Trump said Somali immigrants have ruined Minnesota and Omar should never have been allowed to become a member of Congress. We're learning more about a fatal crash in the Bronx that killed one person and injured four others. Larry Kofsky has the update.
Police investigators say 29-year-old Angie Miguel of New Haven, Connecticut, was speeding on Brooklyn Boulevard when the white Infiniti she was driving spun out of control and slammed into an 18-wheeler and a box truck. She was extricated from the car and taken to Lincoln Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Her two male passengers, aged 26 and 29, and the two truck drivers also were hurt. Their injuries were not life-threatening.
A Florida woman is recovering after being shot by a toddler. St. Lucie County Sheriff's officials say the Fort Pierce woman was shot by her two-year-old child after her husband had left his firearm on a bench where the toddler could reach it and was able to pull the trigger. The bullet reportedly went through a wall and hit the woman in the leg. The woman's husband may now be facing negligence charges. An 88-year-old grocery store employee in Michigan has received a check for nearly $2 million after his story went viral online.
Ed Bambus of Brighton, Michigan, met Australian social media influencer Sam Weidenhofer during his grocery store shift about 2 weeks ago and told Weidenhofer how he couldn't retire because his General Motors pension had been wiped out in 2012 following the company's bankruptcy. Weidenhofer asked his millions of TikTok followers to help Bambus, a video that racked up more than 10 million views. Reports say Bambus wiped tears from his eyes as on Saturday, the 22-year-old influencer presented Bambus with a check for $1.7 million. I'm Scott Carr.
A new study says a marijuana extract could help soothe aggressive dogs.
Researchers reported in the journal Frontiers in Veterinary Science that dogs given CBD supplements long-term have less aggression than other dogs. Researchers say the behavioral change shows the potential of CBD as a therapy for dogs with behavioral issues. No word if the dogs were begging their owners for extra treats. I'm Rob Martier.
Five Nights at Freddy's 2, claiming the top spot at the box office over the weekend. The second film, inspired by the popular horror game franchise, took first place with $63 million opening weekend. Zootopia 2 came in second at $43 million after it dominated the Thanksgiving box office. The film has earned over $900 million globally, and Wicked for Good took third at under $300 million domestically.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics 121, Toronto Raptors 113 last night. Bruins are off till tomorrow.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A lot colder today with sunshine. High temps only upper 20s this afternoon. Partly cloudy, very cold tonight. Late night lows down to 10 to 15. Sun to increasing clouds on Tuesday. Temps lower 40s. Scattered rain and snow showers Tuesday night, changing to rain on Wednesday. Milder Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
Take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Actress Kim Basinger is celebrating her 72nd birthday today. Conservative media pundit Ann Coulter is 64. Wendell Pierce of one of TV's greatest shows, The Wire, turned 62. Lois and Clark and Desperate Housewives star Terry Hatcher is 61. Slipknot and Stone Sour frontman Corey Taylor turns 52. I wonder what Corey Taylor thinks of that. Let us know, Loudwire. Dominic Monaghan, who starred on Lost and in the Lord of the Rings movies, is 49. Actor Ian Somerhalder of The Vampire Diaries is 48. Rapper Nicki Minaj is 43. Former NBA star Dwight Howard is 40. And actress Anna Sophia Robb celebrates her 32nd birthday today. On this date in 1976, the Eagles released Hotel California, which went on to become one of the best-selling albums of all time.
Imagine there's no heaven.
On December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed outside of the Dakota Building in New York City, where he lived with his wife, Yoko Ono, and youngest son, Sean. His 25-year-old killer, Mark David Chapman, initially approached the former Beatle for an autograph. At the time of his death, the 40-year-old musician was in the middle of a highly successful solo career, while he and Ono had released their fifth studio album, Double Fantasy, just weeks earlier. The following day, the newly widowed Ono publicly declared, quote, "John loved and prayed for the human race. Please do the same for him." This date in 1984, Out of Touch hit the top spot on the music charts, giving Hall & Oates their sixth and final number one track in America. December 8th, 1984, Vince Neil from Motley Crue was involved in a car accident in Redondo Beach, California, where he killed Nick Dingley from Hanoi Rocks and injured two other passengers. Neil was later sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years of probation, and had to pay $2.6 million in restitution to the victims of the crash. Neil got out of jail after 15 days for good behavior. December 8th, 1990, Stevie B hit number one on the charts with Because I Love You, the Postman song. In 1995, four months after the death of founding member Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead announced their breakup, stating, quote, "The long, strange trip of the uniquely wonderful beast known as the Grateful Dead is over." Members Bob Weir and Vince Welnick continued as Rat Dog. 1998, the FBI opened up its 1,300-page file on Frank Sinatra to the public. In 1998, Bruce Springsteen announced a reunion tour with the E Street Band. In 2004, Pantera guitarist Dimebag Darrell was shot dead on stage while performing with his band Damage Plan at El Rosa Villa in Columbus, Ohio. The murderer, Nathan Gale, killed three other people before being shot dead by a police officer. In 2013, Metallica became the first band to play on all seven continents when they performed a show inside of a dome at the Argentine Antarctic base Carlini. In 2019, Carol Spinney, who performed Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch for decades on Sesame Street, passed away. In 2019, Juice WRLD, a 21-year-old rapper known for his hit Lucid Dreams, died after suffering a seizure on board a private jet. On this date, December 8th, 2021, Ralph Tavares died 2 days before his 80th birthday. Of course, he was known as a member of the American R&B funk and soul group Tavares, best known for their 1976 hit Heaven Must Be an Angel and so many others. And in 2022, Celine Dion revealed she was suffering from a rare neurological disease called stiff person syndrome that can cause debilitating spasms, and she was forced to cancel the rest of her tour. That's the Gen X Files for December 8th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club rewards program. All right, that is today's edition of the Gen X Files, and we are just wanted to check out and see. All right, there we go. Okay. I do have to take a break here. Let me get that in. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, we'll be back in a few moments.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Life is filled with many paths. But for Native American children, the most important path is the one that leads them out of poverty.
It's a path that led me here to St. Joseph's Indian School.
And 96% of St. Joe's students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average.
St. Joseph's Indian School is our path to a brighter future.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
Over the last few years, things have gotten weird.
And for our kids, these things can be overwhelmingly stressful.
Scientific research
and real-life experience
tell us that the number one antidote to stress is authentic, trusted relationships.
So that's why I...
That's why I...
That's why I am committed to building and maintaining a trusted space.
This is a trusted space.
Access free films and resources to build trusted spaces in your schools and communities at a trusted space.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back in. Hey, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. My number here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. When you do the Gen X, I heard it. Are they only for, do you do all Americans or from anywhere?
Well, from anywhere. It depends on, you know, what the relevance is, if it's important enough to the Gen X, you know, theme.
Yeah. Well, this morning, early in the morning, I got up real early, and this thing popped up in my feed about a band, and I didn't recognize them at all. So either I must be asleep at the time. They're from the 70s, and they said the drummer passed away, and they're, I wrote it down here, from Australia, Peter McFarlane, a drummer.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
From the band Finch and Swanee, two different bands. And apparently they were from the 70s, and he was 75. He had a stroke. And I posted a picture of them on my social media. It's the whole band, but I believe he's the one in the upper right-hand corner. Anyhow, I didn't know them, and I don't know what song. They said that they made a top 25 song. They got famous for that one, I guess. I don't know. I thought for sure if anybody were here, but it would be you.
No, I'm not familiar at all.
Yeah, and they're all great-looking guys. And you can tell by the clothes they're wearing that it was from the 70s. They all look nice. I should look up their music now on YouTube just to hear something to see what they sounded like. So anyway, we're talking about the highway and all and the kids and all. This is why, really, at my age, too, I don't go on the highways much anymore, only locally, like Route 18, Route 6, State Road, because not only now are they going so over the speed limit, but they're also texting or taking a sip of their coffee. God knows what they're doing. So, I don't know, ever since we've had this texting thing, I'd rather do phone calls than hear the voices. You can't hear voices anymore. Like the other day, I texted my granddaughter, and boom, I called her and I left a message. She didn't answer. And she texted me back. I said, for goodness sake, why can't you call me back so I can hear your voice? She goes, oh, I'm right in the middle of something. I said, yeah, but that's the way it always goes. We don't hear the voices anymore. Everything is text. And it's much faster if you're talking, don't you think? Because you're going to look at the letters and blah, blah, blah. The phone is too small. The letters, I can't see the letters that good. So it's harder for me to do the texting.
Well, I was going to say, I'm the wrong person to ask about that because I would much rather text somebody than call them.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes more time, doesn't it? Do you never call anybody?
I try to avoid it, yeah. I mean, a text gets my question answered in 2 seconds. A phone call could go on for 20 minutes.
Well, do you agree that they're over speeding on the highways? Because these new cars,
no doubt.
Too, if you're in a car that's new, you could be going 90 miles an hour and not even feel it.
Right. Yeah. And I think people are going faster. That's certainly the case. Cause sometimes I'm going like, I'll be going like 70 and I'll see people below by me and I'll be like, what? I'm going 5 miles over the speed limit already. Because I had an issue with my car for a long time where my speedometer was 5 miles an hour less than what my actual speed was. So I had to be careful of that. So I'd be going 70, you know, like I was all screwed up. Thankfully Mac Auto fixed that for me, but like, so I was always going a little bit faster and not realizing it. And then when that happened, I would see people still be blowing by me. And I was like, well, then if I'm going this fast, you must be going 10, 15 miles faster than me, you know?
It's horrible. I don't know what's wrong with people. But I do think part of it is because you don't realize how fast you're going. I was in the car with my daughter. She's always with that heavy foot. I said, what are you doing? Because, Mom, this is nothing. Because she drives to work to Boston every day. And she's so used to it. So she's doing what everybody else is doing, and thank God nothing's happened. And I'm in the car. I'm saying, could you slow down? I mean, if you want to speed like that, do it when you're by yourself, not with me in the car. They just don't know how fast they're going. And what you're saying about when they're coming off of an exit or driving onto the highway from an entrance, it's ridiculous what they do. This is why I don't even bother no more. I just stick around here where I know where I'm going, and I'm sure with every street corner and all, I know what's going on. Okay, one last thing. The hepatitis B with the babies. Mm-hmm. I know they're always going after RFK, but there's no law that says you have to inoculate your baby. I mean, when you go to a baby doctor with the baby and he says, I'm going to give your daughter or your son the Hep B here, I mean, you can say no, right? There's no law that says you have to do it.
Yeah, well, what they're talking about removing is just the guidance that says that you should do that. So they're just going to stop recommending it. If a parent still wanted to have it done, they can still say, hey, I'd like to have my child have the hepatitis B shot.
Yeah, well, it's because a lot of parents, they just do whatever the doctor says. They don't even seem to realize. This is why I like to look at stuff and look things over, because you just can't take it. Their job is to give it to you. That's it. That's their job. And that's what they want to do. And a lot of people that go in with their child, they don't think of stuff like that. Doctor says, well, this is due, this is due.
No, their job is to give you the advice of what's the right thing to do medically based on their education and their experience.
That's the right thing. How does the doctor know it's the right thing?
Because they've studied this for years and they've read all the reports and they've read all the studies and they've been paying attention to it, as opposed to somebody who just goes and Googles something and reads something that tells them what they already wanted to hear.
And it took all these years for them to realize one out of 30 babies have autism now because of different shots.
No, nobody has said that they have autism because of any particular shots. There's no proof of that.
I've seen a lot of articles about it.
Of course, because you go and find the articles that verify your bias that you already have.
Well, it's because of before those shots came along, there was maybe one in 2,000 babies that had autism. And
yeah,
all
because
of a sudden,
well, because two,
10
there's
years,
two reasons for that. One, we have a better understanding of what autism is, so we can test better for it. And two, we have a different spectrum now that we use instead of what we used then, because we've realized that autism is a much broader spectrum than what we might have called it 30, 40 years ago.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts.
You're nuts.
No.
A newborn baby just born into the world, breathing its first air in its own lungs, not coming from the mother. And all of a sudden, that baby's not even fully matured yet. And they're shooting it up with how many shots within a few months' time? You cannot possibly say to me in good conscience that that's a great idea.
Yes, I can. I can say that. They did it to me. Well, they did it to my son, and I'm glad they did.
You've been eating too many hot dogs, buddy.
Well, you know what we need? We need a shot that that vaccinates people against stupidity. That's what we need. If we can develop that, let's develop a vaccine against stupidity and give that to everybody.
But there's too many. They're giving newborns too many. Have you seen the ads about it? And they do have
too many by whose opinion? By somebody who has no medical degree and has done no medical. No, I don't believe anything that they say anymore now. It's become politicized. So now they're not even telling you the truth anymore.
You can't believe anything then. So now they can just go.
Why? You don't believe anything. You don't believe anything doctors tell you. Why should I?
I believe what I say.
You believe it now because it's verifying what you already thought.
Have you had the shingles shot, Mr. Meinberg? Go
no,
get it.
No.
Because I hear that affects the brain, too. That'll really do you in right there.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. It's kind of cold, so I'm waiting for that sun to go up a little higher.
Oh, no, it's only going to get colder. I'd go now.
Oh,
the temperature's going to drop, yeah.
No. All right.
Have a good day.
See you later. You too.
All right. I got to get one last break in here. We'll be right back.